אנחנו קוראים במסמך.
So we are reading from Yosher Divrei Emet, Integrity, Words of Truth. We are on excerpt 20.
Yes, please.
Yosher Divrei Emet. שוב צריכים להגיד, יש לנו.
We should say once again about Yosher Divrei Emet. We usually have we might have new people that are connecting lately. So Yosher Divrei Emet was written by a Kabbalist who is not Baal HaSulam or Rabash. It predates them. This is I believe the 18th century, right?
Yeah, the middle of the 18th century.
Mid-18th century, yes. There was a group of Kabbalists who lived in Poland in some small, distant village. And they had a very strong community, a close, tight community, where they would carry out very intimate laws of connection between them. And they attained high degrees of spirituality, even though the time was not as supportive of this as our time is.
Number 20. The more spiritual a thought is, the greater and more powerful it is. As it is known that in thought one can contemplate one's wisdom, and all the works that there are in the world are included in man's thought. As it is known that it is the force that is above all the body. It begins in the body and roams outside, wherever one wants to send it.
נמצא.
It follows that this depiction in the thought is a level and spirituality of that person who saw only that he was hidden in it. When one loves for him awakens, that love connects and unites him precisely with that one who is in his heart. Love in Gematria is one. And it is the power of mercy that connects everything, as it is known that mercy causes connection.
שוב רב. כן.
Again, רב.
מחשבה, קטע מספר 20.
Number 20. The more spiritual a thought is, the greater and more powerful it is. As it is known that in thought one can contemplate one's wisdom, and all the works that there are in the world are included in man's thought.
So there is nothing greater than the power of thought, both on the part of the Creator, which is the thought of creation, and on man's part, which is what is called, everything is scrutinized in thought.
As it is known that it is the force that is above all the body. It begins in the body and roams outside wherever one wants to send it. It follows that this depiction is a thought, in the thought is a level, and the spirituality of that person who saw only that he was hidden in it.
Meaning the thought is really above all, encompasses all of reality.
When love for him awakens, that love connects and unites him precisely with the one who is in his heart. Love in Gematria is one, and it is the power of mercy that connects everything, as it is known that mercy causes connection.
Meaning, besides the tendency towards love and the thought of how do we connect everyone with love, there's nothing else that we need to achieve or do. PT 12. Oh, okay. Can't remember when they asked.
What's in a thought that is spiritual? because it comes from our beastly brain.
No, that depends on what thought we're talking about. Here, we're talking about how he wants to, what he wants to include in his thought and his attitude. A thought cannot come if not from a desire. A small desire thinks a little bit. A greater desire thinks all the time. Where a person's thought is where he is, meaning it's his desire. The thought is the upshot of the desire. Remember how Rabash and Baal Sulam write about it? So, what he relates, how he relates the upper thought here to the thought is because by developing the thought, by developing the power of thought, we can come out of our kli further and thus advance. Meaning, the power of thought composes our vessels. Spain 1.
Del amigo, está escrito que en el ascenso de los grados hay confusión entre la izquierda, entre la derecha. ¿Cómo se aclara un pensamiento? ¿Cómo sabemos que es espiritual, que ya ha terminado el grado? Gracias.
Tiergum, please.
Translation, please.
Sí, vas. Sí, bueno, vamos. Está escrito que en el ascenso de los grados hay confusión. ¿Cómo se aclara un pensamiento? ¿Cómo sabemos que ya es espiritual y que el grado está completo? Gracias.
Sorry.
No, echad mishnaim.
Come on, one of the two.
He asks this. When, in a sense, there's confusion, how do you clarify thought? How do you know it's spiritual?
And that depends on what desire it comes out of. But everyone is clarified in thought. You can clarify your desire only in thought. The power of thought arranges you, sorts out things, and with this thought you can advance if this thought is connected to the right desire. Now, we're going to read maybe, I think, when we have the opportunity, about what is thought and desire. That when, with whatever we have a desire, wherever we have a desire, we can think. We can designate the power of thought to it and thus advance. We need to find that excerpt. Do you have it? You've got it?
It's from Shamati that a thought is born from a desire.
Okay,
we'll ask them to put it in the system and then we'll read it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's set it up. Now we have PT-29.
Rav Katuv po Beit Shemetorer.
It's written that when love awakens towards him, so the love connects and unites him with that image in his heart. What love is he describing here?
It doesn't matter which one. The thought always connects us to the desire. That's what it's about. That's it. Now, did you find? It's short, right? It's not long.
Yeah, it's short. It's 153 in Shamati. So Shamati 153, a thought is a result of the desire. A thought is a result of the desire. A person thinks of what he wants. He will not think of what he does not want. For example, a person never thinks of his day of death. On the contrary, he will always contemplate his eternity, since this is what he wants. Thus, one always thinks of what is desirable for him. However, there is a special role for the thought. It intensifies the desire. The desire remains in its place. It does not have the strength to expand and perform its action. Yet, because one thinks and contemplates a matter, and the desire asks the thought to provide some counsel and advice to carry out the desire, the desire grows, expands, and performs work in actual practice. It turns out that thought serves the desire, and the desire is the self of a person. Now, there is a big self or a small self. The big self controls the small selves. He who is a small self has no control at all. The advice to magnify the self is through the persistent thought of the desire. Since this thought grows to the extent that one thinks of it. And so his law will he contemplate day and night, for by persisting in it, it grows into a big self until it becomes the actual ruler.
Yeah, you can read this article again. There are a few other quotes about it, but clearly, by the thought, we can change our desires. And other people who can enter our thoughts can also thereby change our desires. PT 7.
When we're speaking of the Creator and saying a thought, we say that He created everything in thought.
That's the thought of creation, right? Can't hear you.
Hello.
Hello.
Ma cuore lo.
What's going on with him?
I think something froze there. Okay, so let's keep going, Amit.
So, excerpt number 21 from the document of Yoshel Divrei Emet. The matter of stripping of corporeality is mainly through adhesion with the Creator. And there cannot be adhesion with the Creator without submission. The sincerity of the submission is tested mainly by loving the condemnation and hating the praise. For when they are of equal weight, the evil inclination comes and seduces our contemporaries. I have heard several of them say that this is their view, but it is not so. Thus, by this test, one can test himself whether he derives contentment from submission and the concealment of his actions, and sorrow from praise and the disclosure of his actions. This one is holy to his God, and without it, he is drowned in haughtiness. So how can he adhere to the Creator? We'll read again, excerpt number 21. The matter of stripping of corporeality is mainly through adhesion with the Creator, and there cannot be adhesion with the Creator without submission. The sincerity of the submission is tested mainly by loving the condemnation and hating the praise. For when they are of equal weight, the evil inclination comes and seduces our contemporaries. I've heard several of them say that this is their view, but it is not so. Thus, by this test, one can test himself whether he derives contentment from submission and the concealment of his actions. and sorrow from praise and the disclosure of his actions. This one is holy to his God, and without it he is drowned in haughtiness. So how can he adhere to the Creator?
Haifa 2.
Haifa 2.
Good morning, Rav. What does it mean in the beginning of the excerpt? He says that the main corporeality is by adhesion with the Creator. The stripping of corporeality is through adhesion with the Creator.
If you want to, it's simplify or strip off the corporeality is only if you're connected with the Creator. Simple? It's not a difficult excerpt. This, the style of the words aren't so familiar to us.
Latin 2.
Latin 2.
Gracias, Rab. Disculpe, ¿qué tanta importancia tiene?
Thank you, Rav.
Dentro de la sabiduría.
Sorry, but how important is the geometry in the studying Kabbalah and attainment of the goal of connection?
I guess he means gematria, not geometry. Gematria is a language. It's like math for us, that it's a language that when we want to express or emphasize or write relationships between all kinds of things, so we need math for it. That what are all these formulas in math? It's connecting certain relations between all kinds of details. That's math. Same thing with gematria in the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Kiev. Dear Rav, if I can ask about that previous part, the thought. How do our thoughts connect as one, like he writes there?
If we have one goal and we all try to be aimed towards it, so all the thoughts and according to that also connect together into one system. Not that it's the exact same thoughts, but they're connected together into one system.
Azerbaijan.
Раф, а как в десятку принести мысли, когда они облачаются в слова, чтобы они не теряли вот этой своей нужности, правильности?
What about thoughts in the ten without dressing them in words?
When you are connected together, you can pass your feelings from one to the other. That's to the extent that the upper light shines on you from above and connects you, and then you feel that you're in one field. Then it happens. Amit.
Excerpt number
22. If one truly learns to fear sin, whenever he learns more, he will surrender more and more when he sees how our sages feared sin and false views. He will see himself far from the truth and will certainly come to fear sin. However, when he learns to be studious and philosophical and proficient in judgments, to judge and instruct all that adds knowledge or some sophistication and a concept, he will add pain and the heart will grow more. Indeed, because of it, the fool walks in the dark, in all kinds of lusts and lies, and wastes his years with a deficient heart. But in truth, the war of the inclination never stops. And at any time and at every place, there is work in the heart, as it is known from the book, The Duty of the Heart. One must always pay attention to this, and it requires much composure to contemplate with moderation what he wants to do. whether to permit or satisfy his lust. This is the essence of the work of the beginning of wisdom of the fear of the Creator.
Again,
excerpt number 22. If one truly learns to fear sin, whenever he learns more, he will surrender more and more when he sees how our sages feared sin and false views. He will see himself far from the truth and will certainly come to fear sin. However, when he learns to be studious and philosophical and proficient in judgments, to judge and instruct all that adds knowledge or some sophistication and a concept, he will add pain, and the heart will grow more. Indeed, because of it, the fool walks in the dark, in all kinds of lusts and lies, and wastes his years with a deficient heart. But in truth, the war of the inclination never stops, and at any time and at every place, there is work in the heart, as it is known from the book, The Duty of the Heart. One must always pay attention to this, and it requires much composure to contemplate with moderation what he wants to do, whether to permit or satisfy his lust. This is the essence of the work of the beginning of wisdom of the fear of the Creator.
Africa.
Thank you, Rav. We have two questions, please. Our first question is, why is love an unchanging law?
Because it's the general law, the general quality that connects all parts of reality with its source, which is the Creator. The force of the Creator that seems to us, that is presented to us, that's called love. We started learning it today. And we talked about it. That connection by all parts, that's called love. The relation of the Creator towards the creation He created is called love. The result of the bestowal of the upper world, a force that is entirely bestowing to the opposite of Him, to the world to receive, that is called love, and so on. Meaning, we shouldn't think of love as if we understand what it is. We do not understand what we're speaking of love in the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's a definition that is concealed from us. Only in the end of the ladder of degrees, we understand and feel and absorb what love is. That's it. And not before. Love is the force of the Creator, His relation to what's outside of Him, to His created beings. And if we want to resemble the Creator, we also have to relate in such a way to one another.
Okay. Our second question is, it says here that one must always pay attention, that there is always work in the heart at any time and at every place. So the question is, how do we awaken this state in ourselves constantly?
By working in a group. By working in a group that you can connect between you. Let's say Africa, and you have a big group, and you try to connect between you, and every time to advance on the degrees of connection until your connection will become love. And to that extent that you overcome your ego that separates between you, and above that you want to connect between you in that gap between the will to receive that constantly grows and separates, and you want to overcome it and connect that gap between those two levels, will give you a place where you can reveal the Creator. That's how you reveal Him. We're speaking in the wisdom of Kabbalah about the coarseness, the force of the desire, and the refinement, the force of the screen. So there's the reception that's in coarseness, and there's bestowing in as refined it is, purity. The gap between them gives you a place to reveal the Creator. That both of them, the will to receive and the will to bestow, they both come from the Creator. That's why, that's the way we reveal Him in the gap between them.
Okay, Rav, so when Kabbalists say, pay attention, it says, always pay attention, what exactly do they mean?
I
don't know. We have to see what he's speaking about. Pay attention on the ability to connect more and more every time. Usually that's always before you as an invitation. Asia.
Asia.
Good morning. I'm a bit challenged with this idea of connection. We always learn that the connection is in the heart and faith that is above reason. How does it connect to the power of thought, which is typically the place of the ego, of my self-centered desire?
It is completely incorrect. Completely incorrect. A thought doesn't have to be egoistic. The force of thought is what brings us to scrutiny and to a goal. Why do you relate the ego to a thought? It's not part of the thought.
And the heart?
It depends which heart. It depends what's before you.
The connection is in the heart, not the thought, right?
But how do you reach the connection? Everything will be clarified in thought. That's what's written. We have no more scrutiny but through the force of thought. And after the thought, we start organizing our desires, our intentions. But everything will be clarified in thought.
Faith above reason, how does that fit in?
Also by thought, we organize things. Either what, it just happens on its own?
But faith is above reason.
I don't know what you're talking about. What's standing behind the words you're speaking about? By what do you, let's say, come to the force of faith, the faith above reason? By what? How do you get there? Not with thought?
Right, thought.
There you go. Latin one.
Pregunta de un amigo. El pensamiento de la creación.
Question from a friend. The thought of creation.
Las aflicciones para nuestro avance espiritual. ¿Cómo conciliamos esto?
The thought of creation comes down to the created beings, then why do we need to go through all these scrutinies on the path, and how does it help us in our progress?
The thought of creation is to do good to His created beings. He created them opposite of Him, so we can correct our egoistic desire, turn it into love, and then we'll be able to understand Him. Because to be in these two points of hate and love, if we are in that, we understand the gap between them, and between them we can reveal the Creator. As the advantage of light through the darkness, we cannot discover only one phenomena. We need against it a second one, one against the other. the Creator created. And only in such a way we discover spirituality, the Creator. Also in our world, we never discover one phenomena, but only when it includes two opposite forms in it.
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
Казахстан.
Большое спасибо. В отрывке сказано про войну со злым.
Thank you very much. In the excerpts, it talks about fighting the evil inclination. How prepared are we for this war?
You started it.
Я думаю, что вот наше объединение, то, что я работаю в десятку, это больше.
I think the connection between us and the work in the ten is more like is a beginning.
You don't see that there's like a distance, a friction between you, resistance. You have nothing to overcome.
Нет, почему? Это же регулярно встречается, но это же не война со злым началом. Это же мы же больше.
No, we meet, we encounter this all the time, but it's not the fighting the evil inclination. It's in the ten.
It's already a war of connection. It's a spiritual war. Just keep going every day, every day, every moment, as much as you can. And you'll see as much as by this specifically you're advancing. Ita 3.
No, buongiorno.
Well, buongiorno.
Good morning. How do we learn how to fear? How do we fear the
lira?
Fear. That's not simple.
Im ani mifached.
If I.
Ira amitit.
True fear. If I fear that I will not be able to bestow to the friends and to the Creator, so I don't have fear. Fear in spirituality is fear from not having the force of bestowal. That's it. Let's hope we reveal that. Well, who?
And I would like also to ask this. Appear in article, also, if from 19700, how there is huge difference between a Kabbalist and the 99%. I feel even more present. So we still didn't move towards the 99% of people as a thoughts teacher.
Keep going and you'll reveal. We are entering the building of the Kli practically. You'll see it.
Amit.
Excerpt number
23. Yes.
This thing that the Lord has commanded, do it. Remove the evil inclination from your hearts, just as He is the only one in His world. So will you work, so will your work be dedicated in your hearts to Him. It's not as the fools think, that the work of the Creator is only to learn all day, pray with zeal, and perform acts of piousness. But the fear of the Creator is forgotten from their hearts, and they want to work only in rise up and do, to be righteous and a follower. Your work is not dedicated to Him. For sometimes one must also cancel Torah and prayer if it is the Creator's true wish in order to keep oneself from sin. At that time, our work is dedicated to Him, since who will say, I've been rewarded with purifying my heart from my sin, especially with bad qualities, since there is no end to this great war. This is what they mean by remove that evil inclination from your hearts. Again.
23.
This thing that the Lord has commanded, do it. Remove the evil inclination from your hearts. Just as He is the only one in His world, so will your work be dedicated in your hearts to Him. It's not as the fools think, that the work of the Creator is only to learn all day, pray with zeal, and perform acts of piousness. But the fear of the Creator is forgotten from the hearts, and they want to work only in rise up and do, to be righteous and a follower. Your work is not dedicated to Him. For sometimes one must also cancel Torah and prayer if it is the Creator's true wish in order to keep oneself from sin. At that time, our work is dedicated to Him, since who will say, I've been rewarded with purifying my heart from my sin, especially with bad qualities, since there is no end to this great war. This is what they mean by remove that evil inclination from your hearts.
No.
Well, who wants to ask about this?
No.
No. Well, Mach 3, you want to ask about this?
No.
No. Okay.
No, as the Christ in Varba.
So, read 24.
Excerpt 24. If you strip yourselves off of corporeality and adhere to the Creator very much, and your coupling will be for His sake, and stripped of materialism as much as possible, you will be very great because you will adhere to the Creator, and the branch will adhere to its root, and there will be one unity with the root.
Again,
24. If you strip yourselves off of corporeality and adhere to the Creator very much, and your coupling will be for His sake, and stripped of materialism as much as possible, you will be very great because you will adhere to the Creator, and the branch will adhere to its root, and there will be one unity with the root.
Moscow 6.
Moscow 6.
Выходит, бояться греха — это бояться потерять связь с Творцом, с группой.
Rav, it turns out that fearing of sin is fearing of the connection with the Creator.
What else do you have? That's a whole sin, if you're disconnected from the group and the Creator. What other sins can you have? Nothing else but that. Okay. PT 13.
No question. No.
Yes, Rav, there is a question. He says, what does it mean that he says sometimes you have to also cancel Torah and prayer if there is truly a desire of the Creator to save yourself from sin?
Just annul from all the external forms, just be connected with the friends and one heart in the Creator. And all these customs, these rituals, as Rabash used to call them, all those customs or rituals that clothed upon that group that Abraham took it out of Babylon, that everything was a work in the heart. Love thy friend as thyself only. And all these things that they started building, the temple, the first, the second, all these things, all kinds that are in corporeality and not in the heart, not in work in the heart. We need it to help us, to sustain us in the correct direction towards the goal, but not more than that. Well, each one will understand that according to the way he tries to understand it. So we will go to, I guess, to Shai, where is he, or whoever is supposed to come. Oh, we have info, yeah. Info.
Yes, we have a special update towards the Global Congress, Roy. Yes, good morning, Rav. Good morning, all the friends in the world. We're very excited to be giving you the first update towards the annual big congress that we're going to have between the February 25 and 28th. Just think for a second, where were we exactly 1 year ago? How much preparation, how much thought, how many irons and nuts and bolts, and today we're on a totally different degree. So those who don't know, once again, we will say 3.5 days of lessons, meetings with friends, meetings in the tens, meals, all of this special thing is gonna happen. Oded.
Yeah, and not only that, beyond the change of format, we are really going to take a jump, a leap in the content and the experience and the participation. This whole Congress is going to be focused in the work in the 10. The name of the Congress is Discovering Life in the 10. We are going to just take the whole work we did in the last month, add this coming month to it, and just dive into the connection in the 10. We're going to work on the Ibul, the conception, above reason, all these topics, but in the 10, even more than that, beyond the 3 lessons a day we're going to have, in the end of Thursday, we're going to have a special event for Purim. We'll have a festive Yeshivat Chaverim. Friday evening, Saturday evening, we'll have tens meeting that we're working on the planning on them, that they will go through the 10 like a special summary of the day. Then Sunday, at the end of the Congress, we'll have a Yeshivat Chaverim, meaning it's a new format, a new depth, a new focus.
Yes, we'll just add that all of the Congress will happen in the Arvut system with our regular 10s. Those who need to can watch through Sviva Tova, sure. But the big thing is we want to invite all of the people who didn't yet have experience in connecting with tens. Send us an email to boardworldkli in advance. We will be happy to put you in tens with instructors, guides that will guide you through the experience so that working in the Congress in a 10 is something that you can really get into in the best possible way. So, Gilad.
Yes, dear friends, we know that we're living in a not simple time, and it's important to discover life in the 10. Why? Because the world needs us. It needs the guidance of the Chav to feel leadership, to feel the light, to feel the good force that will balance everything happening now. And you know, we heard last year that this will be the last Congress in this form, and we're changing the format, but not our invitations for the friends. We are inviting a big amount of people to come. We are already a big amount of people, that have been going through this for a year. We're inviting more people. So who are we inviting? First of all, us, whoever is connected to the Elvut system, will sign up for the Congress. Same address, boardworldkli@gmail.com, if you can show it again, and we'll invite students. students from different study groups, campuses, points in the heart. We'll invite friends that have been studying with us in the past, but in somehow remained. Whoever watches us from a distance, it's an opportunity to bring them back. And not only me, I think we're all happy to see those friends that we meet in the big Congress. We know their names, we didn't see them for a whole year, and suddenly he comes back as if he was sitting next to you. And he sits with all the Zooms with you. So we want to invite them, even though they're not in the Ganat Arucha in Tel Aviv. And we're going to invite all the people that get our newsletters, that watch Sviva Tova. Anyway, whoever is with us, watching us, knows us, wants to be with us, we're inviting them to the Congress. Shai, please.
Yes, a few technical updates. It's at the end of the update, but it's important for us to mention this so that everyone will get into this technical and inner and outer preparation. So first of all, about registration, just like with a physical Congress, everyone, including everyone, must register. Registration will start 10 days before the Congress, and we're inviting, so we're emphasizing this. You hearing this, everyone hearing this, you have to register. If you won't register, you won't be able to join the Congress live. You will only be able to download the lessons after the fact from the archive. If you want to participate, you have to register. And registration will open 10 days before the Congress. We will remind this again, but this is the first time that we mention it. The cost of the Congress will be $30, and there's a few additions here to this to this information. Those who are regularly paying for our virtual home, regularly monthly paying for the virtual home, you will not need to pay for the Congress. You will not need to pay for the Congress. You will be for free for you. Also, those who are in a regular study framework such as KabU or the campus in Israel, students from these frameworks will also enter the Congress without a fee. Those who are not part of these frameworks and they want to participate in the Congress without paying the $30, they can also just join the monthly regular payment for the for our virtual system, which is about $10 a month. And then you will not need to pay for that, for the Congress as well. If you don't pay for, you're not part of these study frameworks or pay for the monthly fee, you will have to register at the cost of $30 for the Congress. We will repeat these updates again later on. And now we will just mention the rest of the schedule for the day. We will go to a song and then summary in the tens. Then at 2:45, we have a lesson preparation. From 3 to 5, we have a lesson for both men and women. We won't have the break where we change shifts and all that. And after that, from 5, women will continue to a world gathering of women.
Et comme moi, Chante avec nous, laisse le vent caresser.